Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today's show is one where we celebrate the talents of someone who is very much alive and who is very much an integral part of the Broadway theater scene. Her name, Audra McDonald. This is Audra McDonald So Far.
Part one, because we're sampling 10 of her original cast recordings, and in October we're going to have another program of her guest appearances and her solo CDs.
And everything we can't fit in today.
And we had at least four times as much material as we're actually using. Audra Ann McDonald was born on July 3rd, 1970 in Berlin, because that's where her parents were stationed with the U.S. Army. She has 6 Tony Awards. Incredible. And we're going to start with her first Tony Award-winning role, which was a 1994 Lincoln Center revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel. Here is her recording of Mr. Snow, and Audra McDonald will be singing with Sally Murphy.
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round-bottom boat with a net full of herring from the sea. An almost perfect beau, as refined as a girl could wish. But he spends so much time in his round-bottom boat that he can't seem to lose the smell of fish. The first time he kissed me, the whiff of his clothes knocked me flat on the floor of the room. But now that I love him, my heart's in my nose, and fish is my favorite perfume. Last night he spoke quite low, and a fair-spoken man is he. And he said, "Miss Pipperidge, I'd like it fine if I could be wed with a wife. And indeed, Miss Pipperidge, if you'll be mine, I'll be yours for the rest of my life." Next moment we were promised, and now my mind's in a maze, for all it can do is look forward to that wonderful day of days. When I marry Mr. Snow, the flowers will be buzzing with the hum of bees. The birds will make a racket in the churchyard trees. When I marry Mr. Snow, then it's off to home we'll go, and both of us will look a little dreamy-eyed, a driving to a cottage by the ocean side, where the salty breezes blow. He'll carry me across the threshold, and I'll be as meek as a lamb. Then he'll set me on my feet, and I'll say kind of sweet, "Well, Mr. Snow, here I am." Then I'll kiss him, so he'll know that everything will be as right can be, living in a cottage by the sea with me. Big-be-whiskered, over-bearing, darling.
from the 1994 Lincoln Center revival of Carousel. Audra McDonald and Sally Murphy sang Mr. Snow.
We'll go to 1998 and another Tony Award-winning performance by Audra McDonald, this time as Sarah in Ragtime, one of the few named characters in the novel and one of the fictitious characters, because E.L. Doctorow did an incredible mix of real and not real people that gave us that story. Here she is to sing Your Daddy's Son, which she sings to the baby she buried in somebody's front garden. Audra McDonald from Ragtime with Your Daddy's Son.
We're going to stay with Ragtime, which was on Broadway starting in 1998, and we have a duet for Sarah and Colehouse Walker. Colehouse Walker has a car, which is a great status symbol for him, and he finally convinces Sarah to be his wife. This is the song they sang hoping for a brighter future, Wheels of a Dream. It's Audra McDonald and Brian Stokes Mitchell.
how wise they seem, will, when he is old enough, I will show him America, and he will ride on the wheels of a dream. To cream. Ah. Then we'll travel on from there.
California, who knows where?
And we will ride on the wings of a dream. Yes, the wheels are turning for us, girl, and the times are starting to roll. Any man can get where he wants to if he's got some fire in his soul. We'll see Justice Sarah and plenty of men who will stand up and give us our due. Oh, Sarah, it's more than promises. Sarah, it must be true. A country that lets a man like me own a car, raise a child, build a life with you.
From the original cast recording of Ragtime, you heard Wheels of a Dream, Audra McDonald and Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Audra McDonald was nominated for a Tony Award for the next musical, 1999, at Lincoln Center. It was Marie Christine, which took place in Louisiana, New Orleans, and Chicago, and was loosely based on Medea, but had voodoo and other ritual things in it, which is why I probably have never understood. I haven't seen it, but trying to understand what's happening in the cast recording, I've never been able to do it. Music and lyrics were by John Michael Lashuiza. We have two songs by Audra McDonald. The first is called Beautiful.
5 years ago at my family's cottage on Lake Pontchartrain, I met the father of my children. He was a stranger, he was lost up on Pontchartrain. Said he was looking for a pretty smile. Would I oblige? I obliged. A little voice said, danger. But it was Sunday on Pontchartrain. I was fanning myself down in Blue Rose Park. He comes by, wrinkled shirt, piece of work. such arrogance. I'd never seen such loneliness. He comes along so powerful. I never felt so powerless. I'd never seen such beautiful. And I'm looking at him.
That was Autumn McDonald from Marie Christine with Beautiful.
All 10 of the recordings by Audra McDonald that we're using on today's program are still in print. So if you hear something you like, go to your public library and take out their copy before you buy your own. We have a second song from Marie Christine, and it features Audra McDonald and the company. The song is titled Prison in a Prison.
Helena!
Wealthy man's daughter, slender and treasured, eyes like an owl, whiter than linen. White. In the warmth of her bed, in the heat of her breath, I'll come to you. Through the mirror of her eyes, through the sweat on her skin, I'll come to you. I will kiss your breast, I will draw your blood, I will take you down. I will not let go, I will not let go, I will not let go. Prison in a prison, cell inside a cell. No one can release you from this hell within a hell of your own creation. No one else to blame. Prison in a prison.
Prison in your head.
Prison in a prison, christened in my name.
From the original cast recording of Marie Christine, Audra McDonald, and the company presented Prison in a Prison. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
In 1999, there was a television cast of Annie, and Audra McDonald played Oliver Warbuck's secretary. And one of the things they've done with all the Annies is taken out all of the political stuff, which we miss. But because it was Audra McDonald in the role, they gave her more music to sing. And we're going to listen to the reprises that she got to sing of Maybe and Tomorrow.
To cry, nothing to fear. Bet you where they live's as nice as right here. Bet you your life is gonna be swell. Looking at them, it's easy to tell. out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When you're stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, you just stick out your chin and grin and say, the sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow, come what may.
That was Audra McDonald as Grace in the 1999 television version of Annie, and she sang the reprises of Maybe and Tomorrow.
Audra McDonald has used her lyric soprano voice for appearances with the Berlin Philharmonic, the New York Philharmonic, the Houston Grand Opera, and the Los Angeles Opera Associations. And in 2008, a recording that she made of The Rise and Fall of the City of Mahagoni won the Grammy Award as the best operatic recording of the year. But we're looking at Audra and Broadway. Our next album is a studio cast recording of Wonderful Town by Leonard Bernstein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green. And Audra plays Eileen. And here she is with one of her solos, A Little Bit in Love.
I'm a little bit in love. Never felt this way before. Just a little bit in love. Or perhaps a little bit more. When he looks at me, everything's hazy and all out of focus. When he touches me, I'm in the spell of a strange hocus pocus. It's so, I don't know. I'm so, I don't know. I don't know. But I know if it's love, then it's lovely. It's so nice to be alive when you meet someone who bewitches you. Will he be my own, or did I just fall a little bit in love? Everything's hazy and all out of focus. When he touches me, I'm in the spell of a strange hocus pocus. It's so, I don't know. I'm so, I don't know. I don't know. But I know if it's love, then it's lovely. It's so nice to be alive when you meet someone who bewitches you. Will he be my all, or did I just fall?
from the 1999 studio cast recording of Wonderful Town, Audra McDonald sang A Little Bit in Love.
And Ted mentioned her appearances with all of the symphony orchestras, and the first time we saw her, and we didn't know who she was I think around 1995, when Masterclass opened in Philadelphia, where it premiered. I believe that was the premiere with Zoe Caldwell. And she played the hopeful soprano who was singing the letter scene from Macbeth. And she just knocked everybody's socks off in that performance. In fact, when it went to New York, she won her first, I believe that was her first Tony in 1995. And it was kind of a musical but non-musical Tony, and a phenomenal performance we'll never forget. Well, we've got another song from that Wonderful Town studio cast, and we're going to be listening to Eileen and her sister, and they're going to be singing the Wrong Note Rag, and playing her sister is Kim Criswell. That was Audra McDonald in Wonderful Town, a studio cast recording from 1999, a very busy year for her, with Kim Criswell singing Wrong Note Rag. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Audra McDonald so far on The Dress Circle.
Our next recording is Dream Girls in Concert. And this was recorded live in a concert performance on September 24th, 2001, as a benefit for the Actors Fund. Judging from the reaction of the audience, they were having an absolutely wonderful time. We're going to have only the title selection from this recording, and I'm sorry we can't use more, but we'll save that for another show. Here are Audra McDonald, Lilias White, and Heather Headley to sing Dream Girls.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Crystal Room is proud to present the club debut of America's new recording stars, The Dreams.
Every man has his own special dream, and your dream's just about to come true. Life's not as bad as it may seem if you open your eyes to what's in front of you.
Be your dream girls,
we'll make you happy. Yeah, yeah.
she's lying. Your heart does always love you, and they'll be true.
Your dream can only be love to you.
Lilias White, Heather Headley, and Audra McDonald sang the title song from Dream Girls.
There was a revival of the Schmidt and Jones musical 110 in the Shade, which was based on The Rainmaker, in 2007, and Audra McDonald took the role of Lizzie, the girl who's finally been asked. And she has some really interesting music, and one of her dramatic pieces is this one. Here she is to sing Old Maid.
Always being one, never being two. Rearrange the furniture, there's nothing else to do. Keep an empty house, watch your brothers wed. Dream an empty dream at night upon an empty bed. Old maid. Old maid. Growing old alone, lonelier with age. By tiny mockingbird and lock him in a cage. Visiting your kin, yearly family tours. Mustn't love the kids too much, they're never really yours. Old maid. Old maid. Too good. She brings you a present when she comes. Kiss her like you should. Be thoughtful and sweet and proper until she goes away. She's been here a week and a half today. When will she ever go? Go where? Go where? My dress is too tight. My skin is alive all over. It's turning to night and yet not a sign of rain. I'm all tied up. My clothes seem to be on fire. They're tying me up and burning me to the bone. Why won't it rain? Please let it rain. Oh God, don't let me live and die.
That was Audra McDonald from the revival of 110 in the Shade with Old Maid.
In the story of 110 in the Shade, a confidence man named Starbuck promises to bring rain to a drought-stricken community. And By some miracle, he does. He also brings love to the life of Lizzie. We're going to hear a song for the two of them called Is It Really Me? Audra McDonald is joined by her leading man, Steve Kazee, as Starbuck.
Didn't anyone ever kiss you before?
Yeah. Once. I was about 12 years old. And there was this little boy with red hair and freckles. And I just thought he was the beginning of the world. But he never paid me any mind. And then one day he ran over to me like a shot. And he kissed me real hard, right on the mouth. And I got so stirred up. And then he ran back over to his friends, and I heard him say, "See, I told you I'd kiss anything on a dare, even her." And I knew from that moment on that I was plain.
Are you plain, Lizzie?
No. I'm beautiful. Is it really me? Is it really true? Suddenly I'm beautiful. Being here with you. Deep inside your eyes, someone's face I see. Someone who is beautiful. Is it really me? Moments ago, I was alone. Hoping that this could be. Now here I am, safe in your arms. And I'm no longer lonely. Is it really me? Is it really true? Suddenly I'm beautiful, beautiful with you. Suddenly I'm beautiful, beautiful with you.
From the 2007 Revival original cast recording of 110 in the Shade on the PS Classics label, and PS Classics is a label that has brought us a great many wonderful things, you heard Audra McDonald and Steve Kazee with Is It Really Me?
We got to see the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Allegro done at the Encore series, and we were thrilled because it's a show we only knew a little bit about. And to hear this score in its entirety is something everyone who loves musicals must do. It is a masterpiece. And we were thrilled when Masterworks Broadway came out with a complete two-disc set in 2009. It's a studio cast, and Audra McDonald sings the role of the grandmother. And she's got a beautiful song, and she sings it with Nathan Gunn and the company. It's called Come Home.
That you left behind.
You need us, Joe.
And we need you.
want you, Joe.
We want you to come home.
Come home, come home, where the brown birds fly through a pale blue sky.
From the 2009 studio cast of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Allegro, that was Audra McDonald, Nathan Gunn, and the company with Come Home.
In 2013, there was a less than wonderful TV version of The Sound of Music, and Audra McDonald played the Mother Superior. Some people didn't like the sound she made. She's a lyric soprano, and the role was originated by Patricia Neway, who was a contralto. But we have two things from that recording of The Sound of Music. The first is a duet between Audra McDonald and Carrie Underwood, My Favorite Things.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, round paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite.
whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply
from the 2013 TV version of The Sound of Music, that was My Favorite Things, sung by Carrie Underwood and Audra McDonald.
One of the songs that's best remembered from the score of Sound of Music is this one. Here's Audra McDonald to sing Climb Every Mountain. From Sound of Music, that was Audra McDonald with Climb Every Mountain.
In 2016, McDonald was awarded the National Medal of Arts by President Obama. In 2017, she was inducted into the American Theater Hall of Fame. We have time for one selection from Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, another Tony Award-winning role on Broadway in 2014. And in 2017, she took that show to London. We have time for one selection, and it's the end of the first act of Lady Day, where Billie Holiday sings God Bless the Child. Here is Audra McDonald.
Them that's got shall have. Them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fail. Empty pockets, dark, ever make the bread. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Crust of bread and such, you can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Relations gear, crust of bread and such, you can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. He just don't worry about nothing, 'cause he's got his own. Yes, he's got his own.
We'll close with God Bless the Child and hope that you'll join us next week for musicals for which Neil Simon wrote the book. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from The Dress Circle.